This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark and it's Friend Friday. And today we're talking to Megan Murphy, who accidentally started a huge movement that has spread across the whole country. Megan, welcome to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast.
Hi, Amy. Thank you so much for having me.
So Megan Murphy is a women's empowerment coach. She's a business mentor. She's an author and lecturer, among other things. And she is the founder of the Kindness Rocks Project, which we're going to talk about today. She lives on Cape Cod in Massachusetts with her husband, three daughters, and two giant dogs. She's been featured on so many television news shows because of her Kindness Rocks Project. And she's been in lots of local and national magazines. And I know I've seen articles about her and her Kindness Rocks and our local papers in Connecticut. Even just a few days ago in Greenwich, Connecticut, I saw a big article about Kindness Rocks and some project in our local school. Megan has tens of thousands of social media followers and subscribers to her Kindness Rocks emails. And later we'll tell you how you can join those tens of thousands of people and keep up with her activities. So Megan, you really struck a chord and your movement has spread worldwide in such a short period of time. How did this get started?
So I started this project approximately 3.5 years ago, and it came during a transitional period of my life where I had just sold the business I had spent 15 years building. And along the way, I realized that I had lost my joy in that business and that my definition of success had changed. And I knew that I needed to find my joy again. And so I sold my business and found myself walking along the beaches looking for guidance for the next chapter of my life.
So I know you lost your parents in your 20s, which is really terrible, and that your mom had succumbed to breast cancer. Of course, it's October. It is breast cancer month. So how did that affect all of this?
Yeah, so losing my parents in my early 20s was very difficult. And navigating raising three daughters in this day and age where we're living in a crazy world, not having the support and guidance of my parents was difficult and something that I longed for. And so on my walks, I would facilitate imaginary conversations with my mom and dad, trying to seek that guidance from them that I longed for. And how I did that was I would ask them for signs and messages, you know, in simple ways, you know, if you could send me a heart-shaped rock, Dad, if this is the right direction, that would be just great. And lo and behold, a heart-shaped rock would just wash ashore right in front of me. Or for my mom, it would be a piece of sea glass. And if I found that rare piece of sea glass and the color that I imagined, you know, it made me feel really happy and supported. And so that's basically the feeling that I had after finding those messages I wanted to emulate and share with other people. And that's where the project began.
So I know that one morning you went out with a Sharpie in your pocket, and that's when the Kindness Rocks Project really started.
Yes, exactly. So there's a magic marker on my counter, and I grabbed it one day when I was leaving. I really didn't know what the purpose was. Just came out of the thin blue air, and I walked to the beach, and I grabbed it out of my pocket and I just started writing messages out of the blue. And I felt really insecure about it, but I was writing these just little, lovely, uplifting messages, hoping that maybe somebody would find one and maybe it would be their heart-shaped rock or a piece of sea glass, you know, just a message or something that made them feel happy when they too were walking along the beach looking for insight or guidance.
Yeah, and you actually wrote this story up for us for our book that came out last year called Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Kind of America, with the words kind and America really emphasized on the cover, because that was our book where we were saying to people, hey, it's okay. America is still a kind place no matter what you're hearing. So we thought your story was perfect for going into that book, which really helped people a lot by giving them hope and reassurance. And I know that this Kindness Rocks Project thing has spread worldwide. And when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about how it has spread worldwide and how people can start their own Kindness Rocks projects in their own community. All right, we're back with Megan Murphy, the founder of the Kindness Rocks Project, which has taken the world by storm in just a few years. So, Megan, what are some of the messages that you wrote on those Kindness Rocks in the early days?
Yeah, so in the early days, the messages were really simple, uplifting messages such as, you can do it, or today's a great day, I can and I will, or believe in yourself. Just very short little messages that if somebody found one, they would think, wow, this is so great. It's something that's meant just for me, and it made them feel happier.
Yeah, you said in your story in Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Kind of America, that a friend actually called you and said, did you leave that rock on the beach? Because she had picked up one of your kindness rocks and it had given her exactly the message that she needed at that moment.
Yes, and that happened on the very first day that I had only dropped five rocks on a stretch of a mile and a half long part of the beach where there's thousands of rocks. And so it was a needle in a haystack. And she texted me a picture of a rock and said, if this was you, she asked if it was me. And I said, no, I denied it because I felt anonymity was important for this, you know, whatever I was doing. And what she said next is what really ignited me to continue doing it. She said, if it was you that left this rock, I want to tell you that it made a difference in my day.
That is so cool. So I know now you're having people put hashtags on the rocks, right? What are the hashtags?
Yeah, so the hashtag is the Kindness Rocks Project with an S. So it means kindness rocks, like many rocks. And it also means like kindness rocks. It's really great.
That's perfect. Hashtag the Kindness Rocks Project. Now, how do people start Kindness Rocks projects in their communities? Because I know they're doing it in my town. So I guess it's being done in the schools and also by adults.
Yeah, so the whole purpose behind the project is that it's about the intention and not the attention. So when people came to me and said, I love this, you know, I saw it on social media or I saw it when I was visiting Cape Cod, how do I do this in my community? I really wanted to empower people to go ahead and, you know, create their own hashtag in their own groups. And my website has many tips and tools for how to get started. And basically, I was trying to give everybody the tools of exactly how I created my project to do micro projects throughout their community.
All right. So I know, because we're in the education market at Chicken Soup for the Soul, that social and emotional learning is really, really important right now in the schools. Like there's basically a federal mandate to make sure that social emotional learning occurs and that's built into the curriculum. So this is clearly a great way to bring SEL, social emotional learning, into the school day. So how does that work?
Yeah, so we created a curriculum. Again, I'd never planned on creating a project. It was just my personal hobby that went viral. So some of the messages I received through social media and through emails was that many educators wanted to learn how to use this in their classroom. So I hired an educational consultant who created the social emotional curriculum, which we now have on the website. And part of that curriculum comes with a Skype session with me. So the kids can ask me questions about how I started. And it's really beautiful. That's probably one of the best parts of the project for me, is connecting with these kids.
That is really great. So how has this huge success with Kindness Rocks changed your life? And also, I'd love to know what your kids think about their mom now.
Yeah, it's changed my life in so many ways. We're all more alike than we are different. And so the thousands of messages that I receive from people, you know, just thanking whoever dropped the rock, it's not me. There's many people all over the world now doing it, thanking them for their compassion. And I feel as if, you know, that's what this project is about. I call it the art of connecting. And so it's a way to get people to reach out to one another through kindness and let other people know that through your vulnerabilities, you'll find strength in numbers, that there's other people who can help or other people that understand and want to connect with you. And my children love this. I mean, I read the letters to them at night that I receive, and they're just in awe over it. So it makes me really happy as a parent to be able to share that with my kids.
So the next time that those of us listening to you go on a walk, can we just bring a Sharpie and just write some inspirational messages on rocks and leave them? Or is there like a certain way you have to do it? Do you have to make it, the rock look beautiful, make it colorful, or can you just scrawl a message?
Well, we do have guidelines on the website because we found the best products, like oil-based paint pens work really great because they will last longer, and then sealing it with an acrylic clear top coat is really important because then it will stop the paint during the weather from seeping into the ground if the rocks are out for any long period of time. And then the other thing that we really love to tell people is that part of this project is educating others and understanding. And so we urge people to go and learn more about leavenotrace.org, which is about where it's appropriate to leave kindness rocks and where it's not. So being friendly to the environment as well.
Oh, so where would it not be appropriate to leave them?
So it wouldn't be appropriate if you were hiking in a mountain range where people go to be in nature and to enjoy nature, you know, in all of its beauty, or federal parks and reservations. Those are the places that are really protected environmentally. And, you know, it's the leave no traces, you know, the only thing that you carry in and carry out are your footprints. So it's very important. And for me, I find great responsibility in educating people of different things like this, which, you know, it's being kind to the earth as well. So.
Well, that makes sense. If I were hiking in a national park, I don't really want to come across a rock that's been painted blue and has writing on it, because that would not have naturally occurred. So I can see that.
Yes.
That's great that you have those guidelines.
Even if the message is kind, you know, it's more about kindness is the blanket behind the project. So kindness is an understanding, and kindness is an appreciation of everybody's points of views and protecting the environment as well.
So I know you have a gift book coming out soon called A Pebble for Your Thoughts, How One Kindness Rock at Just the Right Moment Can Change Someone's Entire Day, Life, and Outlook, with Mango Publishing. So that's very cool, a beautiful gift book for the holidays. Where can people find that book?
Yes, so that book will be available in mid-November, and I will be selling it through my website. It will be available through Amazon and also through many of the, you know, bookstores, Barnes & Nobles, and places like that. So I'm very excited to share, you know, some of these messages with the world. So,
and I've got to ask you one more thing. Do you have any other big ideas in the works?
Yes, there's so many cool things headed our way. You know, working with schools, working with the elderly, we found that giving the elderly purpose and creating kindness rocks has been really wonderful. So we have some super exciting things that, you know, we'll announce when the time comes and leave everybody wondering what that is. But if you follow us on our social media channels, you'll be sure to find out all the cool things that are coming our way.
All right, that's great. So the social media, people can read about the project on the Kindness Rocks kindnessproject.com. Remember the S on rock. On Instagram, you are the Kindness Rocks Project. On Facebook, you are the Kindness Rocks Project. On Twitter, you are the Kindness Rock, just the Kindness Rock, right?
Yes.
Okay. And on YouTube, you have a channel. And I guess you also have your coaching website, right? MeganMurphyCoaching.com. And that's Megan with one E, M-E-G-A-N, MurphyCoaching.com.
Yes. Yes.
Well, thank you, Megan, for joining us today. It was a thrill. I couldn't believe it when you submitted that story for Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Kind of America, because I thought, wow, I've heard about this person. And here we are putting out a book about kindness in America. And this is one of the most famous kindness projects in the last 5 years. So it was so great that your story just appeared in our submission database. I felt so honored to publish it. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Spreading awareness about being kind is so important in this world that we live in. So thank you very much.
And thank you, everybody, for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Kind of America, which contains Megan's story and 100 other stories that will reassure you that Americans are still the kind, inclusive, giving people that we've always been.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.